Can God make a rock so big he can't lift it? This is known as a pseudo-question. It's like asking, can God win an arm wrestling match against himself? Or, if God beat himself up, who would win? Or, can God's power defeat his own power? The question is a pseudo-question, nonsense, essentially, because it treats God as if he were two instead of one. The phrase stronger than can only be used when two subjects are in view. For example, Bill is stronger than Bob. My left arm is stronger than my right arm. But since God is only one and he has no parts, it makes no sense to ask him if he is stronger than himself. That's why this is a pseudo-question. It proves nothing about any deficiency in God because the question itself is incoherent. It pits one aspect of God's ability against another, in this case his creative ability against his ability to lift. Now the goal, of course, is to show that there are some things God can't do. Therefore, in the minds of some, undermining the Christian concept of God's omnipotence. The illustration, though, miscasts the biblical notion of omnipotence and therefore guilty of a straw man fallacy. You see, omnipotence doesn't mean that God can do anything. It's omnipotence, it's omnipower, it's all power. So the concept of omnipotence has to do with power. In fact, there are many things God can't do. He can't make square circles. He can't create a morally free creature who couldn't choose evil. He can't instantly create a 60-year-old man, not one that looks 60, he can do that. I mean, the one that is 60. None of these, though, have to do with power. These are logically contradictory and therefore contrary to God's rational nature. The can God make a rock so big he can't lift it challenge, then, is not a threat to Christian theism.